Every year, the senior class tells the freshman class how fast 4 years can fly by. These past 4 years have truly flown by for the class of 2018.
Dear life, I hope you know, I've loved you every mile down this road. Had my share hits and misses, trying to keep between the ditches. Dear life, I hope you know. Dear life, what's your plan? Is where I'm supposed to be, right where I am. If it isn't, I ain't leaving. If it ain't, I'll keep on dreaming. Dear life, what's your plan?
When Emma, Summer, Alexis, and Riley arrived to BSU back in the fall of 2014, there were three other players with them. They joined redshirt freshmen Aaron Dieters and Cicely Nelson. Then in 2015, two of the original seven had left, and Bailey Wright joined their class after transferring from UMD. After the 2016-17 season, Nelson decided to graduate early, leaving just these six remaining, who we celebrate tonight. This group of seniors have been part of some amazing and historical moments in Bemidji State women's hockey. How about the two WCHA playoff wins at Duluth during their rookie season, then beating Minnesota in the WCHA final faceoff semifinal game to advance to their first ever WCHA championship game, or their sophomore year when they won a program best 22 wins, including a regular season sweep over Minnesota Duluth, or last year when they shut out number 2 Minnesota 2-0 here in Bemidji, or when they handed that same Gopher team its first ever WCHA first round playoff loss with a 2-1 win in Minneapolis. So many fantastic memories for these six amazing young women. We look back to their firsts.
I wanna leave my mark, love till it breaks my heart. Live so loud that my forever echoes in the dark.
Alexis Joyce, her first goal, September 27th, 2014, against Robert Morris.
Beavers with it. Alexis Joyce carries the puck in. The defenseman slides that one on front. A shot, a goal! Nice play there by the freshman. She carried the puck in all alone.
Summer Thibodeau's first career goal, October 4th, 2014, versus RPI.
Bemidji State regroups, gets it up to center ice. Lashenko can't handle the pass, but a nice job there by Nelson. A shot, save, rebound, and a goal by Bemidji State. But I think Thibodeau might get credit for the goal. We'll have to wait and see, but looks like Thibodeau, number 24, Summer, the freshman, gets her first point as a Beaver.
That game was also Aaron Dieters' first career shutout. Riley Fawcett's first career goal, a game winner against Duluth, October 9th, 2015.
And here comes Bemidji State up the ice. Riley Fawcett on a breakaway, a shot, and a goal! Bemidji State goes up 1-0. Riley Fawcett goes all the way up the ice. She had two Bulldogs on her heels. Puts that one in the upper corner. 1-0, Bemidji State.
If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile.
Emma Terrace, first career goal, January 16th, 2015, versus Wisconsin.
Badgers back to full strength. Joyce winds up, lifts that one, a shot, a goal! Bemidji State goes up 2-1! 10:37 to play here in our hockey game. What a play, Emma Terrace! And if indeed that was Terrace, I believe that's her first goal of the season. And it is her first career goal against the number 3 Badgers, a 2-1 lead for Bemidji State.
And then Bailey Wright, her first career goal in Beaver Green, November 6th, 2015 at Ohio State.
Buckeyes try to break out of their zone. Beavers get the puck back. Nice play by Billich. Finds Tugas, back to Billich. Billich winds up and fires big! Rebound given up, and Bailey Wright puts one past the goalie, and for Wright, that is her first goal as a BSU Beaver. She will get to keep the puck.
Yeah, more than anything. My wish for you is that this life becomes all that you wanted to your dreams stay.
let's not forget Aaron Dieter's 61 saves versus Wisconsin on January 17, 2015.
Power play goal, huge save. Dieters goes down in a heap on top of the puck and comes up with a spectacular save. A big time save for the redshirt freshman out of Sartell, Minnesota. Even the Badger fans appreciate a good game when they see one.
These six players have been through so much over the past 4 years. The highs and lows, the wins, the losses. Tonight, their team hopes to hand them a win. Up next, the final regular season home game at the Sanford Center. The first Arbonusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.